Welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Norman Gilliland, back in our Buck studio here at WPR, which means live music, and it's always a pleasure to meet new performers, and in some cases hear new music, too. And welcome to the midday, Cordelia Fredrickson.
Thank you.
A pleasure to hear you and see you in the Final Forte performance not so long ago, the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 1, and in this case we'll be hearing it with the whole orchestra boiled down into the two hands of your pianist, Jeff Stanek, and we'll look forward to hearing that. But what can you tell us about this Violin Concerto Prokofiev's?
So this violin concerto was written in the 20th century. Specifically, it was Prokofiev started to write it in 1915 during his love affair. So that is reflected quite a bit in the beginning. So it starts out as a really dreamy, mystical opening, and then it moves on into a more virtuosic middle section. David Oistrakh actually recalled Prokofiev saying that people should play it like they're trying to convince something or someone of something.
So, maybe he was.
Yes. So I really like to think about that whenever I'm playing the middle. And then it ends as, again, a dreamy state.
And what sort of technical challenges do you find in it?
Technical challenges. I would say there's a lot of chords and a lot of character to reflect on.
And if you've heard it more than once, you think, no, that kind of doesn't sound like the way I want to do it?
Yes, I have, but I really enjoy hearing all the different interpretations that musicians have.
Well, okay. Are you ready to give us your interpretation?
Yes.
The first movement of the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev.
Thank you.
The opening movement of the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Sergei Prokofiev from about 1921, played live in our Buck studio this Tuesday afternoon by my guest, violinist Cordelia Fredrickson, one of the final Forte 4 for 2026. And pleasure to have her in the studio today. We'll be hearing more from her right after this on WPR.
Music with More.
I feel the connection with the listeners, and they've been so kind to welcome me in.
Noise you don't want to have go over the radio.
What I feel is not just a unique program, it's their program, and it's just important that I represent them in the best way I can.
Join Ruth Ann Bessman for Classics by Request, Saturday mornings on WPR Music.
Support for WPR comes from Green Lake Festival of Music, presenting Vento Brass Trio, June 8th at the Green Lake Public Library, the Ripon American Legion, and Evergreen Retirement Community. GreenLakeFestival.org.
Curiosity brings you here. This is NPR.
Back now in our Buck studio with my guest, Cordelia Fredrickson, and her accompanist is Jeff Stanek. And we've just heard the first movement of the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 1. And as I seem to recall, some of Prokofiev's contemporaries thought that concerto was just too nice for the times. But it seems to me there was a little bit of something for everybody in there.
Yes, there was.
Plenty of workout for you too, but
yes.
Of course it's all about making it sound song-like, especially at the beginning, as you said.
Yes.
Now, Cordelia, what about this next piece, a composer unfamiliar to me, and I venture to say unfamiliar to a lot of people?
Yes. So this next piece, Dissolve, Oh My Heart, is a contemporary piece written by the composer Missy Mazzoli. So it is a living, young female composer, which is something that I really enjoy about the piece.
And have you had any opportunity to consult with the composer, as violinists sometimes do?
Unfortunately, I have not, but hopefully maybe in the future I will.
And how did you discover this piece?
I discovered this piece because my teacher actually recorded this as part of her CD a few years ago. So that is when I fell in love with this piece. And then it was a perfect opportunity to work on it since I needed a more modern and contemporary piece for my college auditions this past year.
Well, I'm sure that's going to work very well for you. And this is a piece just for violin alone.
Yes.
And what can you tell us to expect?
Well, this was actually inspired by Bach's Chaconne from the Partita in D minor. So you can really see Bach through a sort of contemporary lens.
And it's called again?
It's called Dissolve, Oh My Heart.
Here we go. Thank you. And there you have Dissolve, O My Heart by Missy Mazzoli, a contemporary composer, as performed by my very contemporary guest in the Buck studio today, Cordelia Fredrickson. And we'll be hearing one more from her. But first, we have a quiz question to get to. And it being 12:30, we'll get to it. First, the review of yesterday's quiz question. It's okay. You can make all the noise you want over there. We're just doing a quiz question. The review of yesterday's question, what distinction do these words share? Veto, protector, battleship, money, and music. The word pocket can go before all of those. And that was yesterday's question. Here's today's from our, I guess you could say, ascending department. Announcement of this topper was delayed to coincide with a royal ascent. So it's actually a story of about two ascents. Announcement of this topper was delayed several days to coincide with a royal ascent from a certain year in history. Identify what that topper was, that historic ascent, and perhaps you'll win the prize today. You can email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org. Or you can call Amanda at 1-800-442-7106 and give her your answer. And we'll see who wins today's prize from among our correct respondents. And now, let's call it an encore from my guest today, Cordelia Fredrickson. I don't think there is any controversy about this one as to whether it's too avant-garde or not avant-garde enough.
There is not.
And what is this piece we're about to hear?
So this is Salut d'Amour by Edward Elgar.
What about it? Anything else? Is it just sweet or is there something else going on?
No, this one is just sweet. It's called, well, in English, it would be called Love's Greeting. It was written for his soon-to-be wife as an engagement present.
So unlike the story with Prokofiev, where he was kind of motivated by love, this one worked out.
Yes, it did. It is a very pure love song.
It's what we call happy ending.
Yes.
Here we go. Chanson d'amour by Elgar. Truly a love song, the Chanson d'amour, or Salute d'amour, as it were, also the work of Edward Elgar, and you heard it live in our Buck studio today from Final Forte finalist Cordelia Fredrickson, and her pianist is Jeff Stanek, and a pleasure having you with us. And what is, you say you're finishing your sophomore year?
I'm finishing my senior year.
Finishing your senior year, okay. And so that explains all those college applications.
Yes, it does, indeed.
And how are those working out for you?
They worked out very well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where are you going to be going to college?
I will be attending the Juilliard School for Violin Performance.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Well, we'll hope to hear more from you soon.
Thank you.
And certainly enjoyed hearing from you today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And a quiz question, I'll repeat that very quickly here. It goes like this. Announcement of this ascent was delayed to coincide with a royal ascent, both announced on the same day after a slight delay in the case of the first ascent. Identify what we're talking about there in the next 16 minutes or so, 18 minutes we'll say, by emailing us at midday@wpr.org or calling Amanda at 1-800-442-7106 and giving her your answer. We'll find out just before 1 o'clock who wins the prize today from among our correct respondents. And right after this, we'll be hearing the Celebration Overture, Peter Boyer, with the conductor being the composer himself of the London Symphony. Right after this, here on WPR.